we always, and we always had been an awful apple orchard. We'd pick up, carry gallons of apples up to the house. Papa had a cider mill, and he'd mash those apples and get that juice out and put it on ice, and that was the best tasting fluid I think I'd ever eaten. I thought it was so good. But we felt like that we had plenty. We never felt like we didn't have much, but we didn't. Papa would make us big log swings out in the backyard in the flying jetty and dug us a deep hole to swim in. There's a creek that run across his place, and a place where it was wide, he dug it deep so that they could go swimming. Well, I went in training pretty soon, and I didn't learn to swim, but the rest of the kids did.
So you weren't ever homeless? You always had a home to live in?
Was I ever at home afterwards?
No, homeless. You always had a home?
Oh, yeah.
Did you know any friends or family that were homeless?
Did I what?
Did you ever have friends or family that were homeless? Didn't have a home?
No, I don't reckon we did. We had friends come over there. You know, that's a thing that I wondered about. They'd come and spend the night, and we'd just play games out in the moonlight till 10, 11 o'clock, till Mama and Papa made us come in and go to bed. But you know, in school, once in a while a girl might spend the night with me, but it wasn't like it was at that time. Because these neighbor girls would come, well, every two or three nights they'd come to spend the night. And we just had the best time of playing out there in the moonlight.
So neighbors pulled together during this time?
Pulled together.
Uh-huh, helped each other?
Yeah, oh yeah. They'd, a bunch of going, somebody that didn't have much or didn't have any help, the neighbors would gather and help them plow the fields and get it ready to plant it. The women would go to other houses and quilt. And if you have about 7 or 8 people, you can quilt in the daytime, in a day. And we would do that. We just quilted. And when they got enough to keep everybody warm, well, we'd start selling them. Of course, they didn't get much then like they do now. About 10 or 15 dollars. And now, you have to pay $100 or more. What else would you like?
Did your family own a car or radio? You got that?
Yeah, they had a radio and had a car. It was a Briscoe, and you could hear it about 20 miles before it got in hearing of home. It made such a different noise from other cars. And it was green, I remember that. It was green. It was wicked. We knew when Papa was coming home because we could hear it way up the road.
How did the Great Depression affect your confidence for the future? Did you feel like there was hope for the future?
Well, I really believe that most people, it prepared them for what they might get have in the future, because after you'd been used to eating cornbread for breakfast, it was sort of hard to come down to biscuits.
Mm-hmm.
But Mama made proper good wheat and had the wheat ground, and Mama would make rolls, and they were so good. We just were pigs when she'd bring a pan of rolls out of the oven. Boy, we just grabbed as fast as we could. And she said, "Well, just wait a minute and I'll butter them for you." Well, he liked that too. And of course we had the churn. When she got the milk ready to churn, she'd expect us to help her. And we'd do it and count them. Count every lick I made.
What was medical care like home interviews?
Well, the doctors would come out to the home, and I don't know, I think my first baby was in the home, and the doctor came there, and I don't believe he charged but $25. And even my second baby was not more than $25. And now they're thousands.
Mm-hmm. Did you know anyone who worked for WPA or CCC?
Yeah. My brother, I had a brother that worked for WPA or CCA. Anyway, he dug ditches for money. He had a family. He had three children, and he was glad to get that CCA.
Mm-hmm.
Because he did get money for it, and it was regular.
Mm-hmm.